Irish sailor Tom Dolan from Kells in County Meath has secured second place in the opening stage of the single-handed Figaro Ocean Yacht Race, crossing the finish line in Kinsale this morning after more than 3 days and 19 hours at sea. The result puts him among the leading contenders for the three-stage series, regarded as the premier event in offshore single-handed yacht racing. The first stage, over 600 miles, saw 32 votes depart Cannes in northern France on Sunday. Dolan's second place on board his boat Smurfit Kappa is his best ever finish in the Figaro. We spoke to him earlier about what it meant.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great to get in the second place and on the podium, because we raced here a few years ago in 2019, and I had a very, very bad stopover. So when it was announced earlier this year that it was going to be a stopover in Ireland, I was obviously very, I just put a bit of pressure on myself, wanting to do well, you know. And I hadn't had a great season up to there, so it was really important to get a first. And it's the first leg of the event, so it was a big one, and I'm definitely a great one, very much so.
The fact that it was in Kinsale, you were crossing that finish line back on home turf, was that an extra incentive?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Whenever we're racing out there, we're still fairly geared up, but especially when it was at home, it definitely put a bit more pressure on, yeah.
Almost 4 days at sea in this race, through all kinds of conditions. How do you just manage hour by hour when you're on your own, so far offshore and racing and competing as well?
Well, the thing is, we've 30-odd boats that are all identical racing against you, so you've always someone beside you. So you have plenty of things to keep yourself busy to try and make the boat go as fast as you can, and then try to figure out where to go and what direction to go. So the days are fairly busy. Sometimes the wind can be lovely and stable, and you can have nice solid naps, but the conditions were so changeable that it was hard to find time to get a bit of sleep. And if you could, about 10 minutes there, some alarm would be ringing or something would be happening, the boat would be moving because the wind would have changed. So it was a bit of a tough one that way.
And just how exceptional is it, Tom, for a non-French sailor to do so well in a stage in the Figaro?
Yeah, it is. It is true. It's a very French-dominated sport. I suppose it's been in the event has been running for over 50 years. And it's never been won by a non-French person. And they have a special rank. That's why I became the first non-French person on this leg. There's a special ranking for the non-French people. But at the end of the objective is to be the first one overall.
This is your fifth Figaro, isn't that right?
Yes, it is, yeah.
So preparing for a race like this, what's involved, you know, through the months in the lead up to the start?
It's like any high performance sport, I suppose. You have to be very, lots of physical preparation, because we're always bent over and in bad positions and lifting heavy material, all the material down in the boat. We're always moving around the place and pulling on ropes in bad positions when you're tired and sitting for hours concentrating on things, and then a lot of work on the boat and training and out, working on different sail shapes and sizes and speed testing and things. So it's all year round, yeah, more or less.
Well, on a day like this, it makes it all worthwhile, presumably.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, especially after it's such a, like, I had to move to France, I had to, you know, learn the language, I had to kind of give everything up to try and hopefully one day do this, and to, after all these years, to be able to do well in it as well, it definitely, and especially do well in it at home, it's definitely, yeah, something special, yeah.